Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Schwartz is with us here, NFL offensive lineman. And Jeff, a smart guy. You hear him on the tube quite a bit. Does a lot of TV stuff. Played what, 6-7 years in the NFL, mm-hmm. Carolina, Kansas City, the Giants. Jeff, Tiki and Tierney, how are you today?
Oh, I'm glad to be here, talking a little football.
Yeah, man. It works, man.
Did we just say yeah, man, at the same time?
Yeah, we did.
It's
that Jamaican thing going on right now.
It was Jamaican.
Hey, Jeff, before we start, I got to say, Gamar Hatima Tova.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Jeff, how did he say it? Great. Scale of 1 to 10. You give him a 9?
That was really, it was better than I think some people said the temple today. So it worked out well, yeah.
Boy, Teach.
I will not bring up the fact that you haven't eaten all day and you're studying film because you need to get ready.
Tiki Barbinowitz. You know what it is? You know. Listen, Tiki Barbinowitz.
Jeff, you know our producer. You met him when you came in before. He's Jewish. He had no idea.
He had no clue.
No clue. And I was asking him for advice. Wow. That's what we were laughing about because he has no clue. I'm like, what do I say to him? What do I say to Jeff? And he's like, he said, good jontif. And I'm like, yeah, but he's fasting. That's not.
What does good jontif mean? Like enjoy a meal?
Fasting, yes.
Yes, that means that's
two,
that,
hour, two, about 2 hours left.
Two hours left.
I'll make it, though. I'm kind of past the point now.
Jeff, a guy like you, when the fasting is over, what do you dive into? How much do you eat?
So the key really is to kind of have two meals. Like you kind of have your, right after you're done fasting, so meal. So basically what I'll do is, I'll have caffeine right away. That's my biggest problem, is I get a caffeine headache because I don't have caffeine all day. I'll have a diet pill like right away, and then I'll drink a bunch of water, and then I'll have a small meal, and then I'll have another huge meal like 30 minutes after that. Because I've learned over many fasts that if you eat too much early on, you sort of get sick. And really, I mean, traditionally, you're at synagogue. Yom Kippur ends, then you break the fast at the synagogue and you have a small snack or something to eat, right, to hold you over till you go to a break fast or you just go home and eat. So that's kind of the way I do it. I have something a little small now. I think my wife might be getting some bagels and lox. We've been without power came back yesterday, but it was out for a while since Saturday. So
where are
you, Jeff?
I'm in Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't get like hit as bad as obviously the coast did for the hurricane, but we were without power since 7:01. We got 10 inches of rain. The wind wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but it knocked I think 150 power poles down. So we were pretty fortunate though compared to the scenes out east when the entire interstate is underwater right now.
Yeah, well, blessings. Say, glad everything is safe for you guys down there.
Yeah, I was going to say all things considered equal. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. So thank God. Jeff Schwartz, talk some football. Jeff, former offensive lineman, he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
And one of your last stops was with the New York Giants. I know you're studying film and you do this a lot with the offensive linemen. You give great insights on this as you watch them. And I've looked at them a little bit, and I know it's an entirely new group, well, except for Flowers, but he moved to a different side of the offensive line. What is plaguing them most, and how can they fix it? Or really, is it fixable?
Yeah, good question. I just did a piece for that play with Dan Duggan on the Giants, really offensive line. So I did that yesterday, and I was able to watch what's happening. And after the game, I wrote that I think the one variable that's always been the same with the Giants right now is Eli, right? He's been through all of this, and I kind of wanted to put some of the blame on Eli, and I'm not sure I could do that. I mean, if you watch the game, there's simple things the offensive line is missing, and what happens with bad run games and bad pass protection, it's not just all five guys suck. It's that one guy screws up every different play. So one play to left tackle, one play to the right guard, one play to center. And you can never scheme anything up because you can't just say, okay, the right tackle is not very good. We'll just scheme things up to help him, and the rest of the four guys will be fine.
Yeah.
So you have Nate Solder just not blocking the defensive end on a pass protection.
Yeah.
You have the right guard or right tackle just not picking up a basic line game in a two-minute drill. That's what Cowboys do. They've done it for years because they don't have a lot of guys that can win one-on-one. You have Will Hernandez, the rookie left guard, just missing the Will linebacker, and Eli, he changed the protection on third down. He knew what was coming, and Will just doesn't block the will linebacker. So you can't ever say, okay, we're going to help this one position, because all five of them are having their screw-ups. And so eventually, hopefully, they're talented enough, they should have enough talent on that offensive line to really put it together. But it's hard to really do much on offense when a different guy screws up every play.
Yeah, they look like a mess right now, and hopefully they get it going, because, you know, as a football fan, you want to see a chance. Odell get some balls down downfield.
Yeah, he can't throw it to him.
You can't even give Eli a couple of seconds. It's really unfortunate. So I want to ask you about this. So your brother is on Kansas City. Jeff Schwartz is with us. Your brother Mitch is on Kansas City. He was there last year with Alex Smith as the starter. And I know, because you're brothers and you both played football, that he was probably raving, you know, you get together for a meal, get together for a drink with the holidays, whatever. Hey, wait till you see this young buck Mahomes. What was he saying about Mahomes last year? And was he, did he know that he was this good, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. Did he realize it back then?
You know, we didn't talk much at practice about what Mahomes was doing. I just know that in general, he wasn't mentally ready yet. And, you know, all the tools were physically there. But just, it's a lot of offense, Andy Reid's offense. And the thing I've been impressed with most is how quickly he's learned this offense and the little subtle details that he's doing during a game, whether looking off a safety or whether it's audible or changing this and that. He knows what he's doing. I think that was the biggest concern heading into that Week 17 game last year. I know out of that Week 17 game, my brother said he did better than he thought he would, at least in the line of scrimmage. We know that he's physically talented. I mean, that's never been in question.
Mm-hmm.
And it was how quickly was he going to grasp the offense? Because, you know, not only is he grasping it fast, he's getting the ball out fast. Like, he is throwing the ball like a guy who's been in this offense for years. He's not holding the ball late. And one thing that I wanted to see different from the preseason, I should say, is, you know, he was leaving the pocket, in my opinion, too often in the preseason when he had time to step up, and he has not done that very much in the regular season. So, you know, I asked my brother a couple weeks ago, maybe it's after the first game, everyone's asking, like, the difference between, you know, Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes. I know I can give you my difference. And he said, besides Pat Mahomes being able to throw 60 yards on the run, the physical gifts that Mahomes has, and he's with the perfect coach. I love Andy Reid. They played there for a year.
Yep.
This is kind of what he always wanted in a quarterback. And also offensively, they have so many interchangeable parts that there's so much they can do.
Yeah. We watch him. He's pretty amazing. I know you're doing some work with the Action Network, which is an app that I need to start doing this, because BT and I do a six-pack of picks every weekend, and I keep getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. I know this can help me do it. ActionNetwork.com/app. I'm going to get this thing, BT.
Right,
and if I start beating you,
I'll take a few winners, too.
You know why. You know, Jeff, we only have about 30 seconds here, but I need to ask you this question, because we've heard this cliche over and over and over and over again. The Dallas Cowboys have the best offensive line in football. Who actually has the best offensive line in football right now?
The Eagles.
Eagles. Wow.
The Cowboys have a little injury problems.
Yeah.
Not having Frederick there has been a big problem for them. Eagles have the best offensive line.
The Eagles. Wow. And the Steelers without DeCastro obviously isn't quite the same. The Titans.
And I think the Redskins have a really good offensive line.
Mm. What about Tennessee? What about Conklin? I know Conklin's banged up and Lawan as well. What about the Titans when they're healthy? Pretty good, right?
I've not been as high on them for a couple, because they build in a lot of help for their tackles. I know Titans have been talking about this, but they've always done that. Now they have a new head coach, so I have to see it differently now. But
gotcha.
To me, like, if you're good, especially a tackle, like, you don't get help. That's just the name of the game.
I got you.
They're building a lot of help for their offensive line.
It's all about getting help. Hey, go get some help. Go get some food. Jeff Schwartz in about two hours.
Start
munching away, man. Thank you very much,
all
Jeff.
Right. Take care, guys.
Be good, Jeff. Good chat with you.
All right, Jeff Schwartz.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.